RTL Original Podcast.
Hey there, I'm Stephen Stepslow, and this is Song 2. We've been pretty bad at keeping these regular of late, apologies. Why so? Well, Show Tunes is up and running, an offshoot of this pod where we explore the stories behind the writing of a bunch of top quality TV themes. Check that out where you have time. Anyway, two matters at hand. You should be up to date on what we are about and why we are doing it, but if not, here it is. This podcast is all about the second song on an album being the best or the most important one, and providing evidence to prove this to be the case. This week, we are bringing in our first double dip, where previously we have referenced those artists, such as Biffy Clyro, Feeder and The Killers, that all have more than one song too, that sort of maybe proves our point, we have not hit up an artist twice. Something about never returning to the scene of a crime and all that. But with Linkin Park, we are going to do that very thing, like drunkenly calling up an ex or something. Now, it's going to be cat and pigeons time here, as this choice may upset a few folk. But with Linkin Park back in a big way, and the new record From Zero featuring Emily Armstrong proving a hit with most but not all LP fans, it's as good a time as any to go back to the start. Hybrid Theory was a huge record. Released way back in the year 2000, it was and is packed full of massive tunes. The first of which to garner any attention and or acclaim was One Step Closer, the debut single and, yes, second track from a generation-defining record. Linkin Park's One Step Closer still holds a special place in the hearts of fans because it was this song that introduced the band to a mainstream audience, setting the tone for their unique fusion of rock, nu metal, and of course, the electronic elements that became synonymous with their sound. Released as the lead single from their debut album Hybrid Theory way back at the start of this new millennium, it spoke directly to the frustrations and emotional turbulence of the time, tapping into the angst and disillusionment many young people were feeling, and arguably are still now. The song's raw, unapologetic lyrics, like I'm about to break, really hit home with listeners grappling with their own inner struggles, and, in many ways, went some distance in helping fans feel understood and somewhat less alone. For millions, One Step Closer became an anthem of defiance and release. The powerful combination of Chester Bennington's raw, emotional vocals and Mike Shinoda's sharp rap verses created a dynamic that set Linkin Park apart from other bands of the era. It wasn't just the music, it was the emotional weight behind it too. There was a real sense of personal pain, alienation, and a desperate need for catharsis, which made it as instantly relatable as it was instantly recognisable. Yes, cases can be made for paper cut crawling and in the end being more widely viewed on streaming channels. And I will concede that In the End is my preferred LP song. But I will also double down on the most important caveat part of our argument. Put simply, if there's no One Step Closer, there's no space for the rest of the album to hit quite as hard. I cannot take this. They make no sense. I found bliss in ignorance. Less I hear, as the band's breakout song, One Step Closer, was a rallying cry for anyone who felt like they were on the edge, struggling with mental health issues, societal pressure, or internal conflicts. The song became the soundtrack to an entire generation's search for identity and understanding. For fans, it wasn't just a piece of angsty music. It was a mirror reflecting their own feelings, validating their struggles, and providing a sense of solidarity. History has taught us, addressing all the unintended irony within, there are times when we all feel on the edge or about to break. That raw connection to the track, paired with its immense popularity, cemented One Step Closer as one of the defining moments in Linkin Park's ongoing and enduring legacy. For fans, it wasn't just the start of a band's career. It was the beginning of a relationship with a sound and a community that would stay with them through the highs and lows of life. And this, to an extent, explains the ire and upset the new lineup announced caused in 2024. The beginnings of One Step Closer were born out of the frustration and emotional intensity that Linkin Park's members were feeling at the time. They were still defining their so-called sound and were under pressure to deliver. According to the band, the process in writing the cut was deeply collaborative and each member contributed their own thoughts, ideas, and emotions. The song's iconic opening riff was actually one of the first pieces that came together. Brad Delson, the band's then guitarist, came up with that main riff, and it quickly became the foundation for the song. The riff had a raw, aggressive energy, giving sound to the anger and dissatisfaction the band felt, saw, and experienced as an unsigned group, always on the cusp of making it. That intensity translated into the lyrics, which were written by Chester Bennington. He was going through a difficult time personally and poured those emotions into the song. Turning to the lyrics of One Step Closer, they reflect a sense of isolation, anger, and a yearning for release, capturing the eternal struggle of trying to stay composed while everything feels like it's breaking apart. The vocals for One Step Closer were recorded in Mike Shinoda's apartment, where an angry neighbor repeatedly knocked on the wall as Chester screamed into the mic. In a 2008 Kerrang interview, Shinoda recalled that the music came together quickly, but the lyrics took time. The line, "I'm about to break," became a central expression of the song's theme, a feeling of being pushed to the edge, overwhelmed by the weight of one's own emotions and experiences. It sounds trite when read out in the cold light of day, but Chester was able to channel his own personal pain into something that was universal, something that anyone who had ever felt misunderstood or out of control could relate to. Shinoda, the band's multi-instrumentalist and co-vocalist, also played a key role in shaping the song, particularly with the rap verses. His rhythmic delivery and the contrast between his verses and Chester's soaring choruses helped create the song's dynamic energy. He wrote "Shut Up" as a rough guide for Chester to scream, and that lyric stuck. Shinoda also described the song as a calling card for the band, declaring, "Hello, we are going to crush you." Chester later reflected on the intense pressure during the recording sessions for Hybrid Theory, especially when producer Don Gilmore pushed them to rewrite the lyrics multiple times. This frustration inspired the song's iconic lyrics, with Chester admitting he lost his fucking mind when Gilmore demanded more rewrites. However, the tension led to the song's cathartic chorus. Bennington recalled to Kerrang on January 29th, 2011, how the band were forced to fight for the song during the recording sessions for Hybrid Theory. "When we were recording it, producer Don Gilmore was really drilling me and Mike about lyrics, and it had gotten to the point where we had written some songs 30 times over. I remember walking into the control room, handing Don the lyrics, and he grabbed them, passed them in front of his face without even looking, handed them back to me, and told me to do it again. I lost my fucking mind, thinking this guy's a fucking maniac. But that kind of inspired the lyrics. I cannot take this anymore. I'm saying everything I've said before. All these words make no sense. And the chorus, everything you say to me, takes me one step closer to the edge. It all came from that frustration. So I guess in the end, he inspired me the way he wanted to. The blending of rap and rock, if you can believe it, was something that set Linkin Park apart from other bands at that time, and One Step Closer was one of the earliest examples of that hybrid style. Brad Delson, the band's guitarist, later reflected on how he was so accustomed to the live version of the song that he forgot what the studio recording sounded like. Revisiting it, he was struck by how the track blended heaviness with electronic and melodic elements. Delson also noted that, while the song's intro riff is technically simple, its feel is so unique that even professional guitarists struggle to replicate it. For him, that riff is the backbone of the song and the one he loves the most. The now iconic music video for One Step Closer was conceived by Joe Hahn and originally intended to feature a live performance with fans. Instead, it was filmed 63 feet underground in a Los Angeles subway tunnel, featuring local artist Tony Acosta, aka Tony Meck. When One Step Closer was finally released as the lead single from Hybrid Theory, it became a defining track not just for Linkin Park, but for an entire generation. So, that about wraps things up. What do you think of this week's choice? Serene and sanguine, or phlegmatic with rage? We hope we've incited a reaction, and better still, a reminder to check out the album in full. In putting this episode together, we looked at BeatCrave.com, Genius.com, SongFacts.com, Wiki, Linkin Park fan sites, AmericanSongwriter.com, and archive YouTube videos. If you like what we do, please drop us a review, a star rating, and hit subscribe. It really does help. Also, why not check out our other pods? Office Hours, for example, with Adam Peterson, where we get some inside knowledge on what's what in the Luxembourg business world. Or Mum Life in Luxembourg, where Hayley Allam covers all the bases on what's required for being a parent in the Grand Duchy. Song 2 was researched, written, voiced, recorded, and produced by me, Stephen Stepslow, for Today Radio. See you next week. Cheers. Every moment, RTL.